With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Prisoner of war exchange between Moscow and Kyiv.
Russia and Ukraine have exchanged over 100 prisoners of war as Kyiv marked its third Independence Day since Moscow's full-scale invasion. The Ukrainian national anthem was sung by the soldiers who were part of the exchange. Ukraine said that around 115 servicemen were released, many of whom were recruits. Officials from the two sides only meet when they swap their dead and prisoners of war, after lengthy preparation and diplomacy. Neither Ukraine nor Russia discloses how many prisoners of war there are in total. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility now for a knife attack in Germany that left three people dead. The group says the attacker targeted, quote, Christians, and is a soldier of the Islamic State. Also, at srnnews.com, in California, it's pack them up and move them out. Rich Thomason explains.
Officials have cleared a growing homeless encampment at Dockweiler State Beach in Los Angeles. The cleanup operation organized by L.A. City Councilmember Tracy Park and the county. It comes more than a month after Governor Gavin Newsom directed state agencies to quickly clear encampments on state land. He threatened to take away funding from counties that failed to take action. The beach is part of California State Park System, but the county provides its maintenance and lifeguard services while the city handles policing. Rich Thomason reporting.
NASA says it is just too risky to bring two astronauts back to Earth in Boeing's troubled new capsule. They'll have to wait until February for a ride home with SpaceX. What should have been a week-long test flight for the pair will now last more than 8 months. The decision from NASA coming earlier today. This is SRN News. Well, a new report on anti-Semitism.
It reveals that the majority of attacks on Jews these days are being carried out by people on the left, not the right. The Global Anti-Semitism Report says 58% of anti-Semitic attacks are done by leftists, 22% by radical Muslims, and 9% by people on the right. Anti-Semitism has been on the rise around the world for years, but it surged dramatically last year when Hamas launched its devastating attack on Israel in October, sparking the ongoing war in Gaza. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Amnesty International says most of the suspects in a rampage last year against Christians in Pakistan over alleged blasphemy are still at large, and authorities have failed to deliver justice to the victims. The group says the response by authorities has generated a climate of impunity. The attack, mainly where churches and homes of Christians were burned down. This is SRN News. Now, the Justice Department launching a probe now into a privately operated prison in Tennessee.
Officials say violence and sexual abuse has gone unaddressed for years. The probe announced of the Trousdale-Turner Correctional Center, the largest prison in the state. They say recent incidents include five stabbings within a three-week period in early 2024. Prosecutors say that although Brentwood, Tennessee-based Core Civic owns and operates the prison, it is the state of Tennessee that is ultimately responsible for ensuring prisoners' rights are not violated there. John Scott reporting.
South Carolina setting a September 20th date for what be the state's first execution in 13 years. Freddie Eugene Owens will likely have the choice to die by lethal injection, electrocution, or if he so chooses, a firing squad. More details at srnnews.com.